Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. It's a pleasure. It's a blessing. Wake up, people. Wake up, world. We need to wake up, open our eyes, and see everything that's happening around us, man. We need prayer. Lots and lots of prayer. Drop on the knees and pray.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser. I didn't know I was lost. Oh, 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 I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. I wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. But life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. I didn't know
great morning, great morning, everyone. Another blessed Monday. So happy to be here. I find myself very happy today. I find myself very happy every day. But today, Motivation Monday, is always a little extra for me, you know. Welcome to the new listeners and all those that are my regular my worldwide audience, everyone that's always on deck every week. I appreciate you. Make sure you follow us on all the social networks through Lush Radio Online or Emma E2K. Go to the website, www.lushradioonline.org or emmae2k.com, and make sure you leave us, you know, comments. Sign my guest book on emmae2k.com. Check out the pictures, leave your comments. And, you know, if you have some negative to say, reserve that for yourself, you know, because in my space, I just don't allow negativity. You know, even in this radio show, it's funny because I do the show to motivate people, and I mean, it works because people call in from all around the world. So I know I'm definitely, you know, doing my contribution, but there's always, you know, I'm not even going to call them haters because they're not. They're just lost people, you know. There's a lot of lost people out there that just don't have a direction. So we'll continue to pray for them, you know. They're not definitely going to stop my grind. They're definitely not going to be the cause of any sadness this way. You know what I mean? So I already called it into existence, and I'm going to continue to be happy, and I'm going to spread nothing but positive energy. With that being said, I'm continuing my prayer for Billy. Billy is the son of my girlfriend, Sandra, who got run over by a vehicle in New Jersey last Monday. Ever since, he's been undergoing lots of surgery, lots of intensive surgery. You know, my prayers are with her and the whole entire family. We're also, you know, due to the fact that this is probably his fifth or sixth surgery, and as we know, those medical bills can be very costly. We're asking, or I'm asking, anyone that can, whether it be $5, $10, whatever you can afford, you know, we're not asking nobody to break your pocket, but if you could contribute, you know, so we can be able to at least forcing her financial situation, I would appreciate it. She's formed a PayPal email, so you can PayPal her to FLOPED1829@hotmail.com. Again, that's F Lopez, which is spelled the letter F, P-E-Z, 1829@hotmail.com. You know, I know that definitely, you know, that can help. If nothing else, so it can be able to give the family at least, you know, a little comfort to know that the bills are going to be met, are going to be paid, and he's going to be well taken care of. So, you know, Billy, we're praying for you. You know, you're covered with nothing but positive energy and lots of angels your way. You know, sometimes I get worried and scared to even pick up my phone because I get all these phone calls of all these things that are happening in the world for people that don't deserve it. And, you know, it just breaks my heart, but I can't do that. I just got to just continue to pray and know that, you know, God has, you know, has it all written down. And so who am I, right? I'm just going to be obedient and continue to do what I do. I'm going to go to my phone line. 347. Please, good morning, y'all. With Emma E2K. 347. You don't want to talk? You want to be quiet this morning? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Ruthie. Hello.
Good morning, sis.
What's up, my queen?
Blessing early in the morning. Woo-hoo!
We're going to start off this like this. First of all, he was shed in the blood of Jesus, so you were going to lift him up high, first of all, because, you know, God is a redeemer. He's a restorer. He's a healer. So we're going to keep him up, and we're going to lift him up, you know, that he will get a rapid, you know, natural, spiritual healing over his body. You know, God has a destiny for everybody, and by faith we would believe that he will be healed, and we pray for the family that, you know, also, and you, you know, those that were close to him, anyone that knows him, and those that don't, I would stand in the gap for them. I just want to say hi to you and, you know, just to give you a little update of, you know, that God is good, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, when we want things our way, it's never our way. It's on his time, and his time is the best time. You know,
amen.
That young man will be a living testimony, you know, and he will show God. God will show his hand on him. So, you know, that's why I say that, you know, to begin with, we've got to lift up God, because he's the one who did it all and will do it all, and his will be done, you know. So other than that, you know, like, how you been? Like, I mean, I'm out here and it's getting warm, and I'm like, it's probably even more warmer out there. Really?
It's always warm out here. You know, we stay with the sunshine. We are called the Sunshine State.
You know? I don't like you right now.
It's okay.
Listen, we're going to do no commercials right now.
You don't got to like me, but I know you love me. I know you love me.
No, I love you. Yeah, I love you. Yeah, they put us together. Hello. Emma, you know what I'm saying? There are people, you know, that can be very cruel. And, you know, that's a sad thing, that this world has come to a place where it's all about themselves and they lose themselves, you know, and they become, you don't have to be in prison to be in prison within yourself, you know. And at the end of the day, at this moment in my life, what I'm experiencing, you know, is something that I have to, you know, let go and let God, you know, but continue my purpose on why I'm here, you know, and not to let my obstacles and trials and tribulations consume my mood, my way, and who I am, and take away the blessings that God has given me, which to give joy and to love and be compassionate. You know, I believe that I am a worthy woman because I am a queen. God says so himself. You know, and there are many, many people that do depend on me and rely on me, you know, and I can't give up just because of one person, you know. And I try to inspire all these young women that I come across. Right now I'm at work, and I'm about to get my working on. But, you know, just to share it with whoever's listening, whether you're male, female, you know, just stay positive, you know. Whatever trials and tribulations that you're going through, you know, it will pass. It will pass, and there's healing behind that. It's by faith that you would go through it. You have to go through it, because when it comes again, guess what? You're strong, and you stand strong with your head up high, and it won't be able to touch you and affect you the way it did the first time, you know. So that's what I learned throughout the weekend. I'm back into exercising. I'm doing also, I'm exercising, and I got into the, because, you know, I love boxing. So, you know, I like the old school way, martial arts, and also I met up with my old trainer, and I'm doing the boxing thing. I'm not going to get in the ring just to play around maybe, but, you know, just to work out. I'm feeling a little tight, you know. I'm feeling a little like, oh, yeah, you know, whatever. And then when you come out the gym, you feel like you diesel. You feel like, yeah, come mess with me now, I say. But, nah, this is just to stimulate my brain and keep, you know,
healthy.
I'll be 44
body.
Years old, ma. Like,
listen,
I ain't got time to play.
Healthy body's a healthy mind, I always say. Healthy
oh,
body's
definitely. Definitely. And feed, and, you know, don't forget to feed your spirit, you know. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is always willing, you know, and people just don't get in tune with anything like that. Like, I'm not going to say people don't, but they just choose to do other things other than try God. Try to just read one thing. God was a gangster. Like, people don't understand that. Like, serious. Like,
there's no
he can shut anything down.
Yeah, there's no bigger gangster than him. Then the big G-O-D. That's the big O-D.
That's G-O-D, man. When O-G, no, is you messed it up. It's G-O-D. People be like, I'm OG, really? I got G-O-D on me. Like, you know, you could do whatever. You could whip out the gun, the knife, and all this other fly stuff, but honey, if he could stop that, he won't stop it, and that bullet will ricochet. So don't even, you know, I have to stay positive, man. And I'm so grateful to God that, you know, I'm coming. You already know, because me and you had this conversation, man, and, you know, these tears turned into a joy. You know, that's the song that says, you know, turn my sorrow into, you know, joy, you know, and just rejoice. And I love it because that's all I do now, you know, and in time, sometimes it's too late for others to even return. For real. You know what I'm talking, reading between the lines, honey.
What did you do for Palm Sunday?
What happened? Well, Palm Sunday, of course, I went to church and we worshiped and it was awesome. You know, that's basically what I did. And I went home and I had this quiet time for myself. You know, my kids are grown, so they be up and about. And I'm like, really? You know, and being that I have to be alone. You know, I can't be around groupies. I don't like groupies. I like conservative groupies, you know, and
positive.
I have to just, you know, yeah, positive, you know, that energy, man. When I hear somebody getting crazy and then, you know, that old me wants to, like, kick in, and I'm like, nah, man, that's I can't do it. But other than that, you know, I got to get back to work, honey. I just called her. I was like, whoa, bad, I bet. Emma, my girl. That's my girlfriend.
I appreciate you so much, girl. You already know how much I love you. That's unquestionable. I miss you tremendously, and I hope to see you very soon. I know you got to get back to work.
Oh, yeah, you will.
You will soon. But thank you for taking out the time always to call. I definitely always appreciate you and your vibe and all the positive energy that you send this way. You know, I love it. I like to soak in all that.
You know, I'll definitely keep that family and the young man in prayer just as well. Definitely. My prayers go up. All right. Love you.
Love you too. You have a great day.
You too, honey.
Big, big shout out to my girl, Ruthie, from the BX, always representing, always my queen sis forever and ever. Always knows how to send all that positive energy this way, and we definitely need it. We need to uplift this family. We need to uplift this young man, that he will be uplifted, you know, because it's in God's hand. God got this anyway. God got this, so, you know, there's nothing else to worry about. I'm going to read an insert from The Secret real quick, and I'm going into music. The infinite universe is like our sun. The very nature of the sun is to give light and life. The sun could not exist or be a sun unless it was given light and life. Can you imagine the sun waking up one morning as it rises and thinking, I'm sick of giving light and life. The moment the sun stopped giving life, it could not exist. The infinite universe is the same as the sun. The very essence and nature of the infinite universe is giving, and it could not exist otherwise. When we are in harmony with the laws of the universe, we experience the joy of its continuous giving. You know, I always like to read the insert, you know, because it talks about the law of attraction. And, you know, it states to be true, man. What you attract to yourself is what you're going to get. So if you're around positive people, then that's, you know, that that's what you're attracting. But if you're around people that are negative, that stagnate, they don't know where they're going, that's exactly all you're going to receive and all you're going to come across. So like I always say, it's up to you. It's up to you, you know. You need to, of course, seek God first, but then afterwards design your life, because, you know, God can only open doors. You're the one that's got to walk right through. And walk right through with a smile. Big shout out to Ruthie again. This goes out to you, sis.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day. Today's a new day.
with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Prayer, she found herself. Yeah, she found.
shout out to all my street queens out there doing their work. Very excited. I want to announce that I'm going to be an auntie, a titi again. So I'm very happy about that. Big shout out to my brother and his girlfriend, who is about to give me a little niece or nephew. Yeah, very excited. Very excited about that. I'm going to, you know, I only like to really concentrate on positive things or things that I feel need just a little bit of more positive energy, you know, towards it. But, of course, one of my queen sisters posted this and posted something that, of course, I want to share with the world and with my worldwide audience. So big shout out to La Tere for this one. I love my sisters. My prayer today is for the women of the world. May we stop this madness of hating each other. Let us encourage each other to be better, to be loved, to share and raise our children with dignity. Lord, remind us that we are all unique because you made us all special. You formed us with special gifts and talents. Lord, please help us see our self-worth so that we can love without boundaries. We need you, Lord. We need you right now to intercede in our behalf. We can't continue these war games against each other, for children are the biggest victims. We need you, oh God, we truly need you. Cover our hearts and show us what to do to make this a better world. Amen. And then, you know, she tags it with a quote that says, other women are not my competition. I stand with them, not against them. And I thought, you know, that's very deep because that's exactly, you know, what I be preaching. That's exactly what I contribute when I call, you know, another woman a queen. You know, when I choose to not call her the B word or anything that is negative, I choose to call her the highest compliment that I feel a woman can actually receive, and that's to be called a queen. So big shout out to La Tere, who's always in the movement. Big shout out to Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen. I look forward, you know, I look forward to be privileged enough to be able to be a sponsor for them next year. I mean, I've been a supporter for a lot of years now, but I want to actually be an official sponsor because that's something that I really, really do believe in. Make sure you follow them on their Facebook. Go to the website. I don't know the exact website offhand, but you can go to www.lahterete.com, which is lahterete.com, and I'm sure she has information on her website up there. If not, you can just go to Facebook and just type in Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen, and you'll find them. Or I'll have a link. I have a link on my page where you can feel free to be able to make sure you join them. You know, it's a serious movement, man. We have to create these positive platforms future because if we don't, who will? You know, if we don't, who will? We're sitting around and waiting for who to do it? The government? Seriously?
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Good morning, good morning. You're listening to Motivational Mondays on lushradioonline.org. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate everyone that's on deck and listening to me through whichever way they can possibly hear my voice. I'm excited. Pretty soon I should be syndicating through another station, you know, but once the legalities are all squared up, then we can be able to talk about it. Big shout out to Koki Mike. Make sure you follow me on Instagram. Big shout out to the chef, Chef Mark, and big shout out to Janice. Big shout out to all those that are following the TLS diet program. I know I'm on it, and I'm doing it, and I'm focused, and it's not easy, because it's never easy. Why is it when you can't eat certain something, that's when you want to eat it the most? No other time you pay attention to it. But the moment they say, oh, you shouldn't eat this or don't eat that, all of a sudden now, that's what you want to eat. That's what you crave for. You know, the mind is deep, yo. The mind is really deep. But once you have control of that, control of the mind, and start having it, you know, do other thinking, and it starts getting a little easier. But every now and then, I'm not even on front. You know, I'm human. Every now and then, I'll be like, looking at them burgers, like, I never even ate burgers before. Why all of a sudden now I want burgers? Oh, because I can't have burgers, you know? I'm telling you, we're like that. We got long hair, we want short hair. You know, we got brown eyes, we want blue eyes. We got long nails, want short. Well, I never wanted short nails. I'm happy I've always had long nails. But, you know, big shout out to those that are satisfied with what they have and, you know, and are just happy with that. You know, there's nothing wrong with wanting to strive to have more, you know. I applaud that, you know, hard work and stuff. And, yeah, you always strive for more, but not in an envious way, not because someone else got it, you want it, you know. You want it for your purposes, but don't want it because the next person wants it, because that's why. That's not even, you know, true. You don't stay even true to your own essence. I mean, some people are just incredible, man. Big shout out to all those that follow us on the social networks. Again, you can follow us, Lush Radio Online. Make sure you follow Emma E2K on the Instagram, Twitter. I mean, you name it, we're on it. Otherwise, Google us. We're Googleable. Somos Googleable. So go to Google and just type in Emma E2K, type in Lush Radio Online, and you'll be able to see everything that we're doing. Don't forget to vote for Lushy Lush. She's being honored at oh, my gosh, she's going to kill me. Hold on. It's posted in her thing. I'm going right now. So make sure you vote. Okay, Lush is, okay, go for Lushy Lush and Lush Radio Online for Best Media Personality at www.undergroundgirlsofhiphop.com. So make sure you go to www.undergroundgirlsofhiphop.com and vote for Lushy Lush as Best Media Personality. You know, that's, of course, not only the CEO of Lush Radio, but, you know, my sometimes my co-host, you know, she's my partner, and she's definitely been doing her thing for a minute. This is definitely her genre. Make sure, please, go vote for her. Again, go to undergroundgirlsofhiphop.com and vote for Best Media Personality. Make sure you vote for Lushy Lush. You know, I appreciate you. You know, we got to have queens always representing. And she, what other better queen to represent Lush Radio than Lushy Lush? So make sure you go vote.
Tell all the boys no, makes you feel good, yeah. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. You've built your wall so high that no one could climb it. But I'm gonna try, would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl, take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside, would you let me see beneath your beautiful?
dreaming about.
A big, big, big shout out to Team Make It Happen. Big shout out to all those that are working and working hard, making, you know, making not only that paper, but making a difference in people's lives. Big birthday shout out to Sori Diaz, to Alyssa, to Nisha, the voice, to Ricky, to Bree, and to Myra. Big birthday shout out to my brother Chris, who will be on the 15th. And big birthday, well, I'm already ahead of time, but, you know, I won't be on till next Monday. So big future birthday to Persia. This is all people that are going to celebrate birthdays this whole week coming up. To Rachel Serrano, to Nick Storm, to DJ Lou, Margarita, to Big Will, to Alberto. So big, big happy birthday to you guys coming up this whole week. A big shout-out to Team Fat Joe. Big shout-out to all those that are just making it happen. Big shout-out to Andrew. Sori is actually celebrating her big 50th, so big 5-0 to Sori. You know, she's definitely a queen sis that supports me, supports the show. And, you know, and I appreciate everybody that always supports. Big shout-out to Dee from DWI Music. Big shout-out to everybody that goes to his studio and makes things happen. You know, we're definitely supporters of everything that's positive, everything that has to do with giving back to the community. You know, we're there. Big shout-out to Packy won, you know, in the fight. He won for all those that are interested in that. Big shout-out to all those that used to think that Monday was, you know, was sad and gloomy and actually tune in to the show to be able to get a big glimpse of motivation. So big shout-out to Francis, who's on deck, who's listening while she's getting ready to go to work, you know, doing her angel work out there in New York and the Bronx. I see you. Big shout out to all those again that, you know, just two things that have nothing to do with selfishness, you know. It's important nowadays because people are just so selfish and just so thinking about themselves and not thinking about others at all, or others that can be going through a lot worse things than you. You know, people complaining about the minimal stuff. I mean, you know, they put butter in their sandwich instead of mayo. Like, it's just, you know, it's just ridiculous. What people are really dealing with, you know, are they going to eat today, you know? Do they have enough to feed the kids? I mean, you know, those are things to be, you know, more worried about, more conscious about, not about, you know, minimal things. They gave you the wrong bag of chips. Like, really? Come on, people. We really, really, really have to be praying out there because the devil is running rapid. The devil is just running rapid, and we either going to allow him or we're going to fight. We're going to stand and protect ours, you know? I'm going to read an insert, and then I'm going to go end with music, and, you know, and we're going to end this blessed Motivational Mondays in a high note, like I always like to. So it is important to remember that you are vibrating a frequency every second. To change the outside circumstances and shift your life to a higher level, you must change the frequency on the inside of you. Thoughts of goodness, words of goodness, and deeds of goodness lift your frequency higher. The higher your frequency, the more good you bring to you. It's that simple. The higher your frequency, the more good you bring to you. I think that right there, I don't think you need any more explaining than that, right? Who against me? If God is with me, who is against me? And once God is with me, who matters? Who's against me? You know, it doesn't even matter. You know, big shout out to all my queens. You know, be amazing. Be powerful. Be supreme. Be woman of distinction. Don't allow no one to taint your reputation or your standards or your morals. Do what you need to do, even if it's hard. Because actually, always the right thing is going to be hard. The positive walk is a hard one, but it's one that we choose. So keep on fighting. Big shout out to my sis, Angela Mayo. I love you, sis. Thank you for being there for me at a time that I really, really needed that energy that you provided for me. I appreciate you a whole lot. I'm going to end this show on an uppity-up note. You already know, because when I first logged in, I said I was happy, and I'm going to continue my days being happy. A big shout out to all those that if you're not happy and you listen to this, that it cheers you up. This song goes out to my worldwide audience because this is a universal message. Motivational Monday!
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room
to Lush Radio.